Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week, and in the fourth aliyah of Parashat Vayeshev, we have 30 psukim. The story of Yosef and his brothers is interrupted in this aliyah by the episode of Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda married the daughter of a local businessman, and he had three sons. His first son, Er, married a woman named Tamar, but he died soon after he got married. Yehuda had a second son whose name was Onan. He married Tamar by fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum, but he also died without any children. Yehuda did not want to give his third son to Tamar, so she returned to her father's home. Yehuda's wife then died, and he went away. Tamar dressed up like a prostitute and sat by the side of the road. Yehuda did not recognize her. He was with her, and she became pregnant. A few months later, when her pregnancy became evident, Yehuda ordered that she be executed for being a prostitute. And as she was being taken out to die, she produced some of Yehuda's personal belongings that he had left behind when he visited her. Yehuda admitted that he was the father, and Tamar was spared. Tamar then gives birth to twin sons. One is named Zerach, and one is named Peretz. This aliyah represents a pretty low point in Jewish history in the middle of Sefer Bereshit. Yosef has been killed, or at least Yaakov thinks he's been killed. We know the brothers conspire to have him killed. Yehuda goes off, and as far as he can tell, he has relations with a woman of ill repute. We know it's Tamar. But really, so many things seem to be going wrong. In the Medrash in Bereshit Rabbah, Parsha Pei Hei Piska Aleph gives us a rundown of what everyone was doing at this very moment. The Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, he quotes a pasuk, Ki anochi yadati et hamachshavot asher ani choshev alechem neum Hashem, quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, which says that I know, says God, I know the thoughts of everybody. And listen to what the Medrash says. At that very moment, the Shvatim were involved with the cover-up of the sale of Yosef. And Yosef, at that very moment that the whole story of Yehuda was happening, he was in the process of also, he was mourning. And Reuven was in the process of mourning. And Yaakov was in the process of mourning. And Yehuda was in the process of finding a wife for himself. But the Medrash continues, Ve'akarosh Baruch Hu, what was he doing when all these people were really at their lowest point? The Medrash says, Ve'akarosh Baruch Hu haya osek borei oro shel melech HaMashiach. The Medrash says that while the brothers were involved in all these things, what was Hashem doing? Hashem, and during this dark time, Hashem was creating the light of Mashiach. What does that mean? We know that Tamar gives birth to Peretz. And at the end, and then we hear at the end of Megillat Rut, we know that Peretz is a direct ancestor of David HaMelech. At our lowest point, it is Hashem who is planting the seeds. He's shaping the big picture. He is Borei Oro Shel HaMashiach. It's an incredible thing. Mashiach comes from inauspicious beginnings. And we have many cases in Tanakh, not just in our Aliyah, but many places where the Geula comes from unlikely paced places. David and Bathsheba seems to be an inauspicious couple. Rut and Boaz, inauspicious couple. Even when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Gemara tells us that 80% of Bnei Yisrael died and didn't even leave Mitzrayim. It seems like they're not only are there many examples of unlikely places that Mashiach is being born, but the opposite. There seems to be no examples in Tanakh where Geula comes from lofty places, from obvious places. And many people point to Israel today and say that this cannot be the start of the Geula because the people running the country are not necessarily God-fearing. They're not necessarily mitzvah observant Jews, or at least not yet as far as we can tell. But others would say the opposite. Look at every Geula in our history. Again, Yehuda and Tamar in our Aliyah, David and Bathsheba, etc. Inauspicious, ill-fated, and discouraging. And once again, why there's so much to say. This is only a 5-minute FMT, of course. But if anyone's interested, please WhatsApp me privately. And I'd love to share with you the Vilna Gaon, Rav Eliyahu of Vilna, who died in 1797, who explains not only that every geula has inauspicious beginnings, but every geula must have inauspicious beginnings. Perhaps, Emir Tzashem, even the times now that you and I are zochet to be living in. In the meantime, have a wonderful day, everyone.